BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, a new game featuring my new favourite BBC 3 obsession, South Side Story. What do you do when someone falls asleep on the train next to you and you need to get off? A listener calls up. Also, me and Chris get Valentine's cards together, and Greg's in for Real or No Real.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
You right?
Yes. You?
Yeah, really good, thanks.
Weekend?
Quite quiet, actually. I didn't attempt to cook or go out on Valentine's Eve.
I made that gutsy move as well. I attempted to cook, actually.
Oh,
I
mean, lovely. What did you do?
I stayed in. I thought I could do it all myself.
Yeah. Is that why you were texting me during Take Me Out?
I think it's better to go out.
Also, we were really confused by Stars in Their Eyes. Do you remember?
What was going on there?
I don't understand. I mean, it's proper left field for a Saturday night, isn't it?
And the prizes are weird. They could win battleships. I just didn't understand it. I couldn't tell if it was a massive joke.
It's very Harry Hill. Very.
Mm. And difficult for Valentine's evening, that show.
I have to say, the response to when we called the cinema about 50 Shades of Grey last week has been absolutely incredible. So many people asking where they can get that call again. Do you remember we called up the guy?
Yeah.
And had some specific requests about the screening of 50 Shades of Grey. This is on Friday's show.
It was horrible. So you'd put bits of paper in front of me with what to say.
Yeah, questions. If you want to hear that again, it's on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, because loads of people are tweeting me and asking me where you can find that again. So it's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Get it from the Radio 1 website. Hit subscribe if you haven't already. And we've got a lot of subscribers. I could always do with more, do you know what I mean?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, hey, hey. Just think, while you've been getting down and out about the liars and the dirty, dirty cheats of the world, you could have been getting down to this sick beat. My ex-man brought his new girlfriend. She's like, oh my God, but I'm just gonna shake. And to the fella over there with the hella good hair, won't you come on over, baby, we can shake. Shake. Yeah.
Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. We still need to get on to Stephen Fry about doing the this sick beat bit of the rap.
That would be good. I also now
on
think
stage
that we should
Norwich.
Get you with a trombone.
Oh my God, I would love
as part
that.
Of the brass section.
I can't play.
Do you reckon she'll have a good brass section there? I mean, that would
yes.
be great, wouldn't it?
I mean, that song needs a live, good brass section. And I can just mime it, and the other guys next to me can play it.
I was going to say, it's probably best if you don't actually play the trombone.
No.
But that's not important, is it?
No. I mean, I did actually do trombone for a little while.
You what?
I did. I did.
What are you on about?
I did. But I'm rusty now.
Listen, it's only funny because it's you. Did you honestly do trombone lessons?
No.
What else? What don't I know about you? I know that's a broad question.
No, I took up piano and recorder for like 5 minutes.
You strike me as someone who play the flute.
What do you mean?
A flutist?
A flautist?
What else don't flautist. I know? Did you play the trombone when you were younger?
Never. No. But I'm one of those people that's like, oh, I really wish I'd learnt to play an instrument when I was younger.
Do it now.
No. No, do you remember when I was going to play the harp for a while? That went wrong.
Why did that go wrong?
Because I told someone when I had a few drinks that I could play the harp, and then they asked me to go to their wedding and play the harp.
Did you try and do it?
No, I didn't. It didn't happen.
Oh, I would have just gone along with it.
I just didn't reply. Something I've noticed from the weekend, which is annoying me a little bit. Celebrities who ask Twitter everything.
What do you
mean? They can't be bothered to do an internet search. Let me just show you an example, a prime example from this weekend. Don't say who it is.
Oh, okay.
Can you see that?
Oh, yes, that's good. I like the fact they've included a picture.
Yeah, a picture of the piece of furniture that they want, which they can't find.
Does anyone know where I can find this?
Or it's like, celebrities are like, anyone know where I can get a decent roast dinner in London? Google it!
Problem is now, everyone's going to go through your tweets and find an occasion where you've done this.
I was going to say...
You definitely have.
I have done this before. Where I've been like, anyone know any good film recommendations?
I do like it when I see celebrities recommending things to other celebrities. So, like, a celebrity will put out a question and then they'll start having a conversation. Suddenly you've got Professor Green, example, Chipmunk, all having a conversation about all having a conversation about something.
Yeah. I quite enjoy it when everyone kind of pitches in.
Yeah.
But seriously, if you need a piece of furniture, Don't just ask people on Twitter. Maybe just have an internet search.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, I always say this. Anytime you want to email me with anything that is maybe causing you a bit of a problem at the moment, nothing too serious, or anything that maybe you and your friends are doing, something you've seen online that you wanted to let us know about, I can tell the world. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Somebody, one of our listeners, has done just that. We're going to speak to her in the next 10 minutes. So here we go. All the offers of trombone lessons are coming in now. Simon says, I played trombone for a cover of Shake It Off at my office party. I can give you lessons if you like. Right. All the harpists are on as well going, I've got a harp. No, I'm fine. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Scott.
Now, I got your email.
Good.
I always say this, but anytime you want our opinions, advice, or just to sort something out for you, I'm just an email away, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
I particularly like Rachel's email, Scott, for the subject title.
It just says, help! So what can we help you with?
Well, a few weeks ago, I was on the train, and do you know how it's always really awkward when there's a stranger sitting next to you and you have to awkwardly make them move to get up?
Yeah.
When you need to get off the train.
Do you also find sometimes that even if the carriage is empty, there will be that person that comes and sits right next to you?
Oh, yeah.
You could have chosen any seat there, but you chose to sit next to me. Thanks.
Sometimes I'm really, really tactical with it. So when I get on the train, I don't like prawn sandwiches, for example. But I've done this in the past where I'll buy a prawn sandwich and put it next to me. So I try and make the chair next to me as unappealing as possible.
I put my bag on the seat sometimes if there's no one about.
Yeah.
Hang on a second.
They cannot sit next to me.
You purposely buy a prawn sandwich?
Yeah, I've done this before.
What, you put it on the seat?
I put it next to me, yeah. So the idea, I just try, and then I try and spread myself out as much as I can. I really, really do spread myself out. But then what you'll find is people will board the train and then kind of know what I'm up to, and then as a point of principle will sit on the chair next to me, even though there's loads of other free seats.
There was a time when I ordered a whole Chinese on the train.
Yeah, I don't remember this story. Now, did you receive it in bits? Like, was this poor guy trying to throw Chinese through the window? Or
no, we picked it up beforehand, but then had a feast on the train. People weren't keen.
No.
It stank.
So, but you don't have much room to play with there.
Oh, no, we had several. I mean, we took over the whole carriage.
Oh, wow.
It was a quiet day.
Nice.
Is that bad train etiquette, though, isn't it?
What, having a takeaway on a train?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, people don't really like it.
It's pretty bad.
Anyway, Rachel, back to you.
Yep.
So let me just get this right. Where are you on the train?
Okay, so I'm sat on a seat by the window and there's a lady that came and sat next to me. Obviously, it's awkward anyway, but then the lady next to me happened to fall asleep on the train.
Right, okay.
Oh, no, she didn't sort of lean in and dribble, did she?
No. She was nice. She was fine, but then my train started to get to the station, so I started to panic a bit.
Oh, right, so it's approaching your stop where you need to get off.
Yep. So I sort of fidgeted about a bit. I sort of pretend that the train was sort of going from side to side, so I sort of did some dramatic falling into her a bit.
Trying to wake her up,
yeah. I was tapping on the table, just everything possible.
Okay, so you're moments away from your stop. What happens now?
So suddenly I sort of think I'm just going to have to go. So I had to take a gigantic climb right over her.
Mm-hmm. So I'm imagining what's your stop?
I was stopping at Nottingham.
Right, okay, so I'm imagining just before Nottingham, there's a situation where you've tried to get yourself out from the window seat. And you're basically straddling this woman with both of your legs.
Yep, and I didn't want to do face-to-face,
no.
So I put my back to her, to which my backpack smacked her straight into the face. And she sort of gave a bit of a yelp or a scream, and I just had to sort of hurry over her with my legs either side of her.
Oh, no.
And I just didn't look back.
See, I've done this on a plane before, and the person has woke up when I've been legs akimbo, but actually face-to-face with them.
Oh, so let me clear this up. So what you mean by that is your legs were on the floor, your legs are on the chair.
Literally on...
So they're staring right at...
I'm pretty much squatting on them.
Right.
Yeah. Face-to-face.
That's horrible.
I can feel the breath on my face.
Yes.
It's just awkward for everyone, that. It's like when they wake up halfway through, otherwise you get away with it.
Yeah, and I just didn't know what to do, so I just didn't look back and I just carried on going towards the door. And even when I got off the train, I didn't look through the window to see if she was looking at me or not.
So, Rachel, you say help as the subject of your email. How can we help you?
Well, if this happens again or if other people are listening and it's happened to them, I just wondered what you'd say is the best thing to do when someone falls asleep.
I've also before coughed in their ear if they're asleep. Really loud. That sometimes works.
I'm a big fan of what you did. I love the idea of you scaling her. I think it's great.
Like a mountain.
Yeah. It's quite exciting. If you just embrace it, here's the thing. I know it's awkward at the time, but if you just make it your thing, it could be fun. It is a bit of a game, isn't it?
Well, I was texting my friends at the time saying, what do I do? And they were like, oh, why don't you poke her and things? I was like, no. That's just awkward when she does wake up.
No, that's boring. Mm.
As you know, I'm a real fidget at the worst of times, especially on a plane.
Oh, I hate travelling anywhere with you. Yeah. The few times that I've been on a plane with you, it is appalling what you do in your sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, you kick, you lash out. Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing because then I have to sit there apologising for you. I have to apologise for you more than you'd think.
I know. And I know that every time you do go on a plane with me, the person in front of my seat will always be like, looking back, tutting.
Yeah.
Can you wake him up? Because I will just go in my sleep and lash out.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening in my dreams.
So how else can we solve this situation? If you're not a big fan of climbing, you don't want to go Bear Grylls on the person next to you. What do you need to do?
I don't know. Maybe think about how you can sort of make loads of noise where I just wake up naturally, maybe. But obviously, I was on my own, so I wasn't with anyone, so I couldn't speak to them really loudly or anything. So, and I even tried to ring somebody, but I couldn't get a signal because we kept getting under tunnels, so I couldn't do that either.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You could pretend to be on your phone talking to a friend saying, oh, I need to get off the train now.
Yeah, that's quite good. Or set your phone alarm and put it in their ear. Rachel, those are our ideas, but I know that loads of people were texting now with some genius ones.
Good. Definitely need your help for next
81199. Anything else, Rachel, don't hesitate to email me, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
I knew we could rely on our listeners. Someone says, simple words, air horn. You can't take an air horn on a train.
You'll like this one, Scott from Norfolk, really old school, smelling salts.
Oh. You can't lick their face either, but thanks for your suggestion. Shout, tickets, please. And then there's that kind of startled scramble to find their ticket.
That's a great
one. That could wake them up. That's good. Also, if you don't want them sat there in the first place to avoid this situation altogether, what you should do is just, as people walk onto the train, gently pat the seat next to you and invite people to sit there.
Oh, so they'll do the opposite. Yeah, that's quite nice.
Just pat the seat and just go, yeah, sit here if you want. Nobody will. Apparently, everybody will wake up if they smell bacon. This is from another Rachel in Wigan. Everyone can be woken with the wafting smell of bacon cooking. So simply, place a piece of bacon under the person's nose and they'll wake up instantly.
Yeah, but not raw, not just raw bacon.
Well, no,
that's
just
not gonna work.
Make sure you've cooked it first. What a ridiculous idea. Mills here, playing Nico and Vins in a minute. And also that Years and Years track, which I love, and Hosier. Hey, you know, last week when we did the 50 Shades of Grey call and we were saying, how awkward would it be to be in those scenes?
Yeah.
And we're talking about, you know, whether it's a closed set and how many people are actually watching you do that. And do you remember we were saying it'd be tricky, awful?
Yeah, it's a very tricky situation to be in.
Do you want to know something even more awkward that Jamie Dornan had to go through?
No.
So when he was given the part of Christian Grey, he had a consultant come to his house so he could watch him in action and pick up a few tricks.
What?
That's an awkward situation.
What? So, hang on, let me get this right.
This guy was employed to tell Jamie and also Dakota, his co-star, how they could, you know, make it more real life in the bedroom.
Oh, right.
So he's a tutor, visited the actor's home and then Jamie sat in the corner of his bedroom and watched the consultant do stuff.
No way.
Now, that's awkward. Also, other stuff that's going on today. Kim Kardashian, you know that she's got like a whole glam squad. She now has a makeup artist, especially for which area of her body?
Oh, it'll be something really boring. Elbows.
Breasts.
Oh, okay.
Just for those.
So that's someone's job.
So that is now someone's job. So, like, obviously they'll have the person for the face, they'll have a hair person, but now an extra person just for those.
Imagine that's your job.
A dedicated makeup artist.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can we watch the live EastEnders tomorrow together?
We should do. We've got to do it one night, haven't we?
When's the revelation going to be about who did it?
Is it Thursday? Thursday?
I don't know.
I need to check this.
Oh. I'm very excited, but also, you know how live episodes make me really jumpy?
Yeah.
Because, like, anything could go wrong. It's really brave of them to do a whole week live like that.
But then you become extra critical because you look for any mistakes.
Yeah. That's why, because I will need to hold on to, like, a sofa or something.
This is going to be a moment for an extra to shine. I'm telling you.
They could feel the power.
Yeah.
They could literally do anything they want, and it's live. They'll never work again, but feel the power.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know the Homes Under the Hammer game, where we guess what song is going to be played in relation to what they've just said?
Yes.
I thought we could try it today with my new TV obsession, which is BBC Three's South Side Story. Have you watched this yet? I got a lot of tweets from people over the weekend saying they were giving it a go because we mentioned it on last week's show.
I'm still very confused after you last tried to explain this show to me.
I went to a mate's house on Saturday and made them watch the whole first episode. And then on Saturday night, Valentine's evening, with their girlfriend, they spent the whole evening watching South Side Story.
So this is the show, right, where there's a group of young people who burst into song at any moment.
Yeah, so they're real people, a bit like Towie or Chelsea, but they are prone to just singing at any point in the show.
It's a tiny bit like Towie in the way that it was structured reality.
Yeah, so they are real people, but sometimes for entertainment purposes, like two people will be put together in a room and they'll be like, yeah, just argue. Like Chelsea as well.
In song.
I know that you think that Chelsea's real, but I'm here to tell you that it's not.
No, I don't think it's completely real, but I think it's more real than you give it credit for.
Mm. It's really easy to have an argument or a conversation with somebody with three cameras in your face.
No, but, okay, well, here's what I think happens. I reckon they set up the cameras and then two people are going to argue and they walk in. I think what happens is they always intend not to argue at all, but then go into that situation, then they can't help themselves.
Actually, I would like to go to a day of filming to see how these things are actually done.
Well, they want...
I think it would be so, for you particularly, disappointing.
I really want to be involved. They said that we could be extras at one of them at one point.
Let's do it.
I'd love to do that.
But now after what we've just said, they're probably not that keen.
Well, I'm still keen.
Because then we'll go on the air and blow the lid on how it actually works.
Point.
Anyway. So, South Side Story. It's a group of 16 to 25-year-olds living on the South Side in London. But they like to express themselves through the UK's biggest chart hits.
It's so weird. Who dreamed this up?
It's a great idea. These aren't as obvious as the Homes Under the Hammer ones, but let's all try and guess along of what the song is going to be that they're about to sing.
And everyone can play along.
I've got mine here, my little buzzer. Well, more of a honker.
Now, normally I get the horn, but this time I've been given a chicken.
Go. Pathetic.
It is pathetic, yeah.
So here's the first one. I'll give you a little description of the scene from South Side Story, and then I'll play a bit of their dialogue, and then we both guess what the song is going to be. Remember, it's a UK recent chart hit.
Okay.
So Alistair and Yinka are talking in a club. They're friends, but Alistair isn't quite sure where they stand. Does Yinka fancy him? He's decided to try his luck. Yinka's a good girl, but he suspects she's quite keen on him as well.
Okay.
Here's what they said.
Like, yeah. If I can guess who wrote your tattoo, I can take you out tomorrow night.
Go on, then.
Because it's a recent chart hit, Wish You Were Mine by Philip George.
Oh, very good. Can we, with this game, get you to sing a small line from the song? Just
why?
So we can... Because I take it you haven't got a clip of Philip George right there.
No.
No.
So we play it every day.
Go on then, sing a bit.
We wish you were mine. That one. We are?
That's good.
Yeah.
You could be in the show, Scott.
I love that. So they're talking in a club. They're mates, but he isn't quite sure where they stand.
She's a good girl, but then... So is he not a good boy?
Yeah, kind of.
Right, so I'm going to go for Taylor Swift, I Knew You Were Trouble.
Good
See
one.
What I mean? He's obviously trouble.
Do your chicken then.
Oh, sorry. And then I'm going to go for Taylor Swift, Scott, I Knew You Were Trouble, because he's obviously trouble.
Should we see if either of us are right?
Go on, Em.
So here's the bit, after talking in the club, where they start singing.
Take a good girl.
Oh.
Oh, I saw this one. I've seen this one. He's going up to random women in the club and going, you're a good girl.
And she's a good girl. Yeah. We should have got this.
Doesn't know where he stands. It's blurred lines. Mm.
This game is way harder than the Homes Under the Hammer game, putting that out there.
It is, but bear with. Ready for your next one?
Okay.
There's a rapper called Lady Likes, and she's in the gym. and bumps into Jaden, who's a personal trainer. I've noticed from watching South Side Story, there's a lot of people in the gym all the time.
Okay.
Talking about protein shakes and that. Lady Likes is confident about her body and she is not afraid to show it off. Jaden thinks she might be carrying a bit too much weight on her behind, but he's messed with the wrong person. Here's what they said.
Listen, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
All right, what is, yeah? What's your goal from Target?
You're touching my head, you know.
You're dragging your weight.
I can't even train when I'm laughing.
What should I say? I love big butt.
Love my butt.
Yes?
I mean, it's going to be too obvious if it's that I like big butts and I cannot lie.
As
that,
I said, they're expressing themselves through recent chart hits.
Okay, so I'd like to go for then Timber Kesha.
Why?
Timber, innit?
Oh, because Timber.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I love my butt, though.
So do I.
All About That Bass, Meghan Trainor.
Oh, it's blatantly going to be that, isn't it?
I don't know what it is with all these guys in your ass.
I don't know, man. I love my butt, though.
So do I.
That conversation went on too long about how much she loved her butt, just saying.
It's going to be something about big bums, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So this is Lady Likes. She's in the gym. Personal trainer's there, Jaden. He's saying that she's got a bit too much weight on her booty, but she's not having any of it. What's the song?
What about Sexy and I Know It? Does it have to be a really recent chart hit?
I think they would still do that one.
Okay. So I've got to decide. It's either that for me or Timber.
Okay. Which one are you
going
for?
You're going to go for Meghan Trainor, aren't
you? I am.
I'm going to go Timber.
Let's find out. After that conversation in the gym, what song did they spontaneously burst into? Good work, Chris. Interesting version of it. Imagine if you did actually just burst into this in the gym. I love this show. It's so weird.
Now, I get no points for that, do I? Because I guess the other one.
No, you don't, because you did go for Timber, yeah. Even though that was one of your guesses.
Close.
We'll come back to this in a minute. So, you ready for your next situation?
I'm ready.
Alaric has taken Annabelle out for lunch and champagne in an attempt to woo her.
Who?
He has clearly fallen for her, but will she accept his advances? Here's what happened on the show.
So, are you free like next week to maybe do it again?
Next week I actually can't because I'm going to Paris for a shoot.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah, I can give you a lift to the airport if you want.
Yes, Chris.
Jump in my car, David Hasselhoff.
As I said, recent chart hits.
It's a wild card, that one. It's probably not going to be that, is it?
Okay, I would wait.
Okay.
It's no troubles, honestly. Like, it's just you get in my car and I'll drive you there.
Oh.
And then, like, I help you with your bags, say goodbye, and I'll go home.
You've got Something I Need by Ben Haynow.
What, because of the lift?
Yes. Or he wants something that she's got.
Okay. So. I'm going to... Oh, right, yes. Okay.
Yes?
Perfect Gentleman by... Who was that by? Wycliffe Jean.
Right, okay. At least I'm guessing recent chart hits.
It's hard, this game. This game's so much harder than Homes Under the Hammer.
I come up with Ben Haynow, still in the top 40. You're on about a song off of the early 2000s.
Yes.
They're not going to sing that.
No.
Bit more?
So, thanks for today. It was lovely.
Yeah, no worries. Did you want to go for another drink or like share a cab or something?
I've actually got to get back so I can like sort myself out, pack, you know?
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Bye.
Yeah?
What's that song that goes, pack up your broken in your old kit bag? What's that song?
Eliza Doolittle.
Yeah, that one. Could it be that? She needs to go pack. Oh, this is dire, isn't it?
No, okay. I don't have any advance on that. Let's find out what it is. It's annoying me. John Legend. Oh, that makes sense.
What's going on in that beautiful mind?
Oh, yeah.
I'm your magical mystery ride.
Right.
And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me.
It's my favourite that they go for lunch and champagne and then he just breaks into John Legend.
Because all of me loves all of you.
I think I prefer John's version, if that's all right. What would it be like if your life suddenly turned into this, where every time something happened, you would then break into one of the UK's biggest chart hits?
Yeah, that's a good point. In fact, we should maybe test this out one day.
Please can we do our own version of Southside Story where Chris something happens in Chris's life and then he bursts into song?
Shall we do it?
Yeah, I'd love that.
Okay, we can make that work.
But in public.
Yes. You're right. Let's not make it as constructed.
This is good. So like maybe tomorrow when you get off the train.
Yeah.
Like coming into Radio 1. Like maybe,
but there needs to be a chart hit, right?
Something will happen. I'll give you a list of chart hits, and then you just do whichever one you want and see how people react. Because in Southside Story, no one seems to find it weird that people are just bursting into song, and yeah, you would find that a bit weird on the train.
I'm up for this.
Please do it, and we'll film it. Are you ready for one more?
Ready.
Levi and Jilly are amateur dancers. It's Saturday night, and Levi stops by Jilly's day job at the local garage. Jilly still has some of his shift left, but Levi is ready for the weekend to get started. Yes?
Weekend. Calvin Harris.
Could be that.
Not a bad shout.
Shake It Off. It's just a party song.
it's not really thought through at all.
At least it's recent.
But what's he shaking?
I don't know. It's just a party song. It's a Shake It Off. I don't know. Do you want to hear what they said?
Yes, please.
Let's put everything aside. And let's just get you out of here. Let's go dance, man. Let's go get some real money.
Yeah?
Let's get the group back together, bro.
That's what you want, yeah?
Unless you want to clean the inside of the car. What I want.
I've got half an hour left on my shift, but you know what? Let's do it, innit? Let's go.
Well, it's going to be one about going out for the evening, isn't it? So what about I Got a Feeling? Black Eyed Peas. Also, it lends itself to a musical, doesn't it? I mean, we all remember when John Barrowman performed it on that Saturday Night Show.
Oh, don't.
It's one of your least favourite things.
Don't. I can't. I even thinking about it now makes...
I know.
But hairs are on...
I can't listen to I Got a Feeling now without imagining the John Barrowman version. Mm. He had his own TV show and he'd start it with a different song every week.
Tonight's the Night with John Barrowman.
Yeah. Do you want to hear a bit?
No, I don't. Oh, please don't make me listen to this.
This is tonight's The Night. Please welcome it's your horrible host, John Barrowman.
Ah! No, John!
I got a feeling.
Oh, no. Make it stop.
That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Cheesy grin, camera one.
It's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
No, absolutely not. It's going to be the worst night, John, and you've made that possible. Mm. Okay, so what song? Okay, so Saturday night in Southside Story, what song? It's going to be, I don't know, Let's Go. What's that song? Who's that by?
Let's Go.
Let's Go.
Neo.
Yeah. Is it Neo?
Yeah.
I'm going for that. What are you going for?
I'm
going
to go for I Got a Feeling.
Let's Go.
Oh!
Oh!
Also, not a recent chart hit, just
You've
saying.
Seen this.
Just saying.
There's a conspiracy here. You cheat.
Okay, maybe I have seen this episode.
You don't just pluck Neo out the air.
Oh,
like
you should have watched it then. You'd know more answers.
No better time, I'm talking here and now.
A hard game, but I enjoyed it.
Very low scoring.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so now is our time to... go and see how they make Made in Chelsea, because we've got one of the cast coming in tomorrow. Do they really have the same argument three times so they can get different camera angles? Chris hopes not, because he thinks it's real.
I like that show. You see, that's the thing. It's my guilty pleasure. But I think we should ask all these questions tomorrow.
All right, well, we will, because Louise Thompson off of Made in Chelsea is going to be getting so wet tomorrow on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45.
Oh, I can promise it will be let's make this a really... good one tomorrow.
Why so keen?
I don't know, just in the mood for it.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, yeah. So 1:45 tomorrow, it's Louise Thompson from Made in Chelsea on Innuendo Bingo. That'll be a good one. It's been a while since we've had anyone from Chelsea or Towie in.
Yeah. It's sometimes a bit awkward, I find, because you're not completely up to date with the storylines.
So do you know what? No, I'm not.
You ask questions, but I know you don't have a clue what you're asking sometimes.
Mm. Well, why don't you ask all the questions tomorrow, because you're such a super fan?
I'm not a super fan. That's not... You're mis-selling me there.
Name me an episode that you've missed.
But I do enjoy it. And I'd love it if we were on that show as well.
Maybe we could stage an argument and then have it three times from different angles.
That could be good. Do we think she's going to play well? Has she been fully briefed?
I'm going to make sure that she does.
Producer Will is nodding away, yes. like it's a concern of his.
Yeah, and also sometimes when he's not sure that they've been briefed, he does that kind of middle hand thing, like, don't know.
This one was like Churchill dog nodding. It's yes, briefed. Yes.
So Louise Thompson tomorrow at 1:45. If that's the kind of thing you might want to watch, get online at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Scott.
What's going on?
Just in the library, waiting to get exam results.
Oh, what library is this, please?
It's at Yorkshire University.
Hello, Yorkshire University.
Yeah.
So you're in the library. What time do your results come through?
Get published at 4.
Oh,
not long now.
Yeah, no.
So have you heard the whole show today?
Yeah, I listen all day, every day.
Oh, thanks. Live or podcast? Sorry, I'm being a geek, I want to know.
Both.
It's a big...
Loyal.
The thing is, when you get your results, I remember I was listening to a Rihanna song when I got my degree results.
Take a Bow.
And it was. Yeah, and it was quite an emotional moment because of it. So I'm interested to know what you're going to get your results to.
Well...
Whatever's playing on Radio 1.
Yeah, let's hope it's good.
Yeah. If it goes badly, then probably go for Sam Smith. If it goes well, then, I don't know, Years and Years, maybe.
Yeah.
Keep it current.
Have you watched South Side Story yet, after what we were saying earlier?
Not yet, but I might give it a go now.
Give it a go later. There's no better way to celebrate your exams, good or bad, than watching BBC Three's structured new reality show.
Sounded like a massive advert.
Yeah. And people can just burst into song at any moment. It's brilliant. We're going to get Chris to burst into song related to what he's just done. Inspired by South Side Story, probably tomorrow on the show, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, me too.
What are your exams? What exams are you waiting the results for?
Well, it's a second year uni module, so it's Introduction to Accountancy and Experimental Economics.
Sounds fun.
Say again?
Not really.
All right, well, listen, good luck with it. And whatever song is playing on Radio 1 with Greg James at 4 o'clock will be that song that you always remember.
Yeah, always associate it.
And I've just seen what the song is. It's a good one.
Okay.
All right, let us know how you go. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Good afternoon, Greg James.
Is Netto not... Netto? Is that a thing, isn't it, still?
No. I don't know.
No? Anyway, hello.
Seen Netto for a while. You're right.
Yeah, nice to be back. Nice to see you all sober.
Yes, good to have you back.
Is everyone okay?
I'm okay, hon.
Did anything happen when I was away?
It's always tricky, that question, because Scott said that recently, because he'd been away doing the crab thing, you know, sure. The tour. And he came back and you know, some of the music changes and stuff like that. So you're in for a good one today, Greg, I'm sure.
I was like, what's this by George the Poet?
Well, I think we'll be all right. I've been doing some research.
Can you remember how to do it?
I've been listening. I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I had 3 weeks off and I was like, what? I had a dream the night before. I was like, what if I can't actually do it anymore?
You were okay then, weren't you?
Well... Jury's out on that, my love.
You just had to employ a man to press the buttons for a week.
So Greg's back at 4 p.m. this afternoon on BBC Radio 1. We're just talking about your mad BBC 3 show that was on last night.
Yes.
Wow.
It's a weird one, isn't it?
It's good, though.
Thanks.
It's stressful. It's quite stressful to watch.
It's really intense. Well, that's the thing, because it's genuine. It's called I Survived a Zombie Apocalypse, and it's really scary in points, really funny in other points, and really stupid in others, but it sort of looks like a zombie film.
Yeah, it looks like a film. It's really impressive.
And kind of the idea is like a sort of Big Brother kind of reality thing, and then there's like the sort of game show challenges thing as well, so it's a lovely mess, I think. My mum and dad liked it last night, they watched it. Yeah, we weren't sure what was going on, and it was very scary at times.
But it looks incredible. It's on iPlayer at the moment if you want to watch it. I Survived a Zombie Apocalypse. Yeah. Right, so Greg's back to play Real or No Real, which is good. And here's your first fact of the day. This follows our chat with Alice Levine on Friday about, this is a good fact for you, ciabatta bread only being invented in 1982.
What?
And that was around about the same time that Brit started eating curry. Fact. But what about this one?
Before kale became a trendy health food, it was used to feed pigs.
I've heard you talk about kale a lot, Chris, and I know you're not that fussed.
No, it's a
I'm
new
I'm with
thing.
You. Yeah.
I just wish people would stop trying to make kale a thing.
Yeah, kale's on. People will drink it. As well now, that's the latest fashion.
In their January, now February juices.
Yeah.
Oh, what, like the sort of greens, juices, things. Yeah, it's sort of... the thing is with that is that it doesn't replace just going for a run.
No,
like that's
no.
That's what people seem to think it's for. They're like, oh, well, I don't need to do any exercise because I had like a green smoothie for breakfast. Mm. But no, you have to do exercise and also eat well.
Mm.
So kale's not, it's not really for me.
I saw kale crisps on sale the other day.
If you want, do you know what? If you want crisps, just eat crisps. I just
don't like vegetable ones.
I really hate the idea of those sort of dried vegetables. No, you're right. No, thanks. Just have a packet of Quavers.
For me, it's just another one of these. It's not an exciting food. Like, when I want there to be new good foods, you know, when pulled pork started taking over, like, literally see pulled pork everywhere at the moment. That's a good one.
Great.
Kale, rubbish.
And they're pulling everything now, aren't they?
You can pull everything.
Yeah.
Oh, really into pulled pork.
You can pull everything.
But before kale became the new trendy health food, was it used to feed pigs?
I wouldn't be surprised. I would say that is real.
I think this is real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Our listener James sent us that fact. It's pig food.
Is he a pig farmer?
I don't know. Right. And next. Each January, Daniel Radcliffe buys his own annual pass for Staffordshire's leading theme park and has done ever since he got the Harry Potter role. Always got one of them, those access all areas passes, hasn't he?
That you get. For what, Staffordshire's leading theme? That's not...
The one that rhymes with Bolton Wowers.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but it's saying he buys it, so he must buy it because, well, I imagine when he was really young, he used to love that theme park. Now he's Harry Potter, he can afford the annual pass.
He used to love that theme park.
Yeah. And now, obviously, the money comes in. You can buy these luxuries.
All the monies.
But he is not queuing for any of those rides, girlfriend.
He could buy Bolton Bowers, couldn't he?
Yeah,
he could. We're allowed to talk about it, right? No? It's like a thing. He could buy that place. He could buy us. He could buy everyone, couldn't he?
Oh, yeah, he could buy us all.
Scott, when he came on the show once, he's a proper legend, that guy, and he once came on the show, and we had a caller on before talking about, I think it was her netball team or something like that, but it was a sports team that she was involved in, and he was so cool. He kind of stepped up and offered to sponsor them and everything, like, just completely for no reason other than he's just a nice guy and needed a bit of support, and he was like, yeah, I'll do it.
Just refreshingly refreshingly normal for someone that famous.
Yeah.
It's like Swiftie, who just keeps buying things for her fans and stuff.
I know.
Do you see she did a mixtape for a fan the other day?
Yes, I love
that. Going through a breakup.
Did she?
So she Isn't made that a great, though?
What does she do?
She made a mixtape. One of her fans went through a breakup and was really sad and stuff, so she made her a mixtape.
That's brilliant. I like that kind of thing.
But do some work on the next album. No, I really like it. It's actually, I mean, like, to actually take that time out to do that is really sweet. So Daniel Radcliffe, does he buy his own annual pass for the leading theme park? Real or no real?
I just think they would let him have it for free. He's Harry Potter.
The rich get richer, don't they?
That is the problem of the world, isn't it? The rich get richer. I think that's probably... It's no real, I think.
Chris?
I think real.
That one is no real.
No. Oh. As Greg said, if he wanted to, he could buy Bolton Wowers and all of us.
And next. When George Ezra appeared on Jules Holland, he took his dad along. Afterwards, George was annoyed when his phone received more texts saying, I can see your dad on TV, than ones congratulating him on his performance.
Yeah. You look at the people in the background on that show. On New Year's Eve... For the... I always get the word wrong. It's not Hootenanny.
It is Hootenanny.
Oh, it is Hootenanny. Yeah.
Well, but what were you going to say, though?
I was going to say Hogmanay. But I always get the two mixed up in
say
circumstances.
Again?
Hogmanay.
Hogmanay.
Yeah.
It's Hootenanny.
Right.
So not to be confused with Nanny's Hooters.
So the Hootenanny this year... And I don't think we've discussed this yet, because, Greg, you were on New Year's Eve duty doing the fireworks
coverage.
But I spotted Alice Levine there sitting at a table. Radio 1's very own.
Really?
She was there. Just casually sitting there.
Who
at
was
the
she
table.
Watching?
I can't remember who.
Some
else
live
was on.
Jazz.
So I then text her saying, "Wow, great to see you on there. Like, wasn't expecting that. Nice New Year's treat."
Oh. But you know it's not live, right?
Yeah, I do. I know that now.
Yeah, don't they do it in March or something?
Yeah, I know that annoys you, but it's not live.
Happy New Year, March 8th.
You've been to Jules Holland as well, haven't you, Greg? I've seen you in the background lurking there as well.
It's impossible not to look awkward in the back of a shot like that. It's impossible because you can just see everyone kind of grinning because they see the camera, they see the big red light, and you've got, I don't know, whoever they're talking to, like Billy Bragg or something, Jules Holland's talking to.
Who was on when you went? Corrine Bailey-Rae.
It's normally someone like that, isn't it?
Well, it's normally... I mean, they normally have a couple of new ones, a couple of oldies, an African band. Like, that's normally what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I can't remember who it was. Oh. But in the background, everyone's just going... You can just see them smiling like the...
Yeah. It's that
sort of awkward teeth smile.
It's that unique style where you do find yourself looking at people in the background, just like Dickinson's Real Deal.
Oh,
yes.
The people lurking in that show. Wow.
But on Jules Holland, when George Ezra was on, he took his dad. Did George get more texts congratulating him on seeing his dad on TV than on his performance, real or no real?
Got to be real.
Yeah, must be real.
That one is real.
Yes, it is. He told Impact magazine that going on Jules Holland was one of his life goals, but when it happened, his dad stole all of the limelight. And next.
On Charlie Slough's Radio 1 Extra show tomorrow, he's challenging rapper Big Nasty to a pancake-eating contest.
Wow. Oh, God.
Ooh.
Wow.
Big Nasty is one of Charlie Slough's friends and, you know, renowned MC.
Big in the game.
He is quite the character. Mm. I just saw you put on Facebook about the thing, the Calvin Harris thing. Have you talked about this?
No, not at all.
Well, it's a treat. It's him basically just getting emotional, Big Nasty getting really emotional about Calvin Harris songs. What song was it?
I found this video of Big Nasty, Charlie Slough's friend, who he's on Toddler T's show. And I think he was co-hosting, and he has this moment where he really loves the Calvin Harris song, I'm Not Alone.
I'm Not Alone, that's the one.
And he starts singing and, like, getting so emotional. And there's a video of this on YouTube, if you've got a minute, go find it. But it's just so funny.
It's amazing.
Big Nasty's a funny guy.
He's basically crying. He's so emotional about the whole thing.
N-A-R-S-T-I-E, Nasty. Yeah.
Big Nasty.
But is he having a pancake-eating contest, because he's a big lad, with Charlie Slough on tomorrow's One Extra radio show, Real or No Real?
This could be so good. But I can't help but feel this has been made up.
It sounds too good to be true.
I think Nasty will win.
I can't wait to see... this must be real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Oh, wow!
So the official billing for Charlie Slough's show on One Extra tomorrow reads... Charlie challenges Big Nasty to a pancake-eating competition for Shrove Tuesday. And that's all we need to know, really. We have to ask him about this tomorrow. Pancake Day, Fat Tuesday, it's all happening.
It's going to be great.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real...
I got 20. Greg is back with force. He got 40.
That's yes. Amazing.
So that's going to be Pancake Day, Fat Tuesday, Big Nasty.
Yes.
This is sort of the best day ever.
Tomorrow's good.
Oh, my God. So you need to order... This is like a big lorry load of eggs we need for tomorrow.
Yes. Greg's back on at 4 o'clock. What have you got?
Today, Star Caller with Ariana Grande.
Oh, wow.
And that's at 5 o'clock.
That's amazing. Tomorrow on the show from 1 p.m, we're back on Radio 1. And at 1:45, Louise Thompson off of The Jump and Made in Chelsea is getting so wet on Innuendo Bingo. Stop me. BBC Radio 1.